When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Peggy, let's hit him big time.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
You better get ready because we're going to show up and show up.
With John Lopez and Reggie Atitula. Always live.
Love it. Love it.
Always local.
Don't ever underestimate the heart of a champion.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
Oh, yeah. In the loop. Sports Radio 610 with John Lopez, Figgy Fig, and myself, Reginald Atitula, and excited for an AL Wild Card Tuesday, a Texans Ticket Tuesday, and just an overall great time in H-Time to be alive. Man, super excited for what's happening here today on the program. We should have a fun one. I'm already looking at it. It's also B-Scott Tuesday.
It is a B-Scott
if you needed a cherry on top. So we will have B-Scott in during the 11 o'clock hour. We will give away some tickets to a huge matchup between the Texans and the Bills on Sunday. And so if you need an opportunity to get into that building, we will hold it down for you. And then, of course, you'll have another opportunity during the drive. But all you got to do is keep it locked here. Just keep it locked here. We told you earlier that the Astros will indeed have Yordan Alvarez in this series against the Tigers, rather. And then, of course, Justin Verlander not on the roster here. So that is an interesting thing to see. But it made sense. Like, we had seen him not play necessarily as well as you needed to be. Yeah.
I mean, just reading between the lines of what he was saying, he knew it. And by the way, you're going to hear from Joe Espada in a little bit. He's speaking before the game today, and we will have that for you. But among the things that we can certainly tell you that they're talking about over there, that Justin Verlander handled the news, the conversation of like a pro. Like I said, he kind of knew that it was going on. And then the other thing that is obvious, you know, but certainly worth noting, Yordan Alvarez will not take the field whatsoever.
DHing
in this series. Yeah.
In fact, real quick, run through the lineup: Altuve batting first and at second base, Alvarez second at DH, Kyle Tucker right field batting third. Alex Bregman, third base, batting fourth. Yainer Diaz, catching fifth. Jeremy Pena at shortstop. And then Caratini, who's playing first base today. And then Dubon at left field and Jake Myers in center field. And, of course, Framber Valdez going for your Astros. So this is going to be very interesting to see. But I did mention the idea that I was listening to D'Amico Ryans yesterday here on Sports Radio 610 talking about or just talking in general after a big 24-20 victory against the Jaguars, I guess Monday, the day after. And there was something that he said that allowed me to take what has generally been my wide, big picture view of the Texans and saying that, hey, man, they won, but they didn't play well enough to be the contender that they're supposed to
be. So you're feeling better.
I am feeling a little bit better, and it's because of here, Fig 13 here, what D'Amico Ryans said when he was asked about how he would assess the first quarter of this season.
For the first quarter of the season, we are where we should be. We're 3-1, and we still have a lot to improve upon. And I'm excited with where we are. We're getting better in certain facets of our game. We're getting better, and that's always the goal of the season. Is can your team continue to progress and get better as the season goes forward? We're not a finished product right now, and we still have a long ways to go to becoming a really good football team. That's us handling all the details, all the small things, and being on it, and that's when we'll become better.
And with this, like, within that, I'll ask you a question before I lay all this out for myself. Mm-hmm. Did it seem like D'Amico said anything that he hasn't expressed before?
Yeah. The one thing that he hasn't expressed before is we're getting better. I don't think we've heard that this year. But he continues, as we noted this yesterday, continues to go back to the theme that we all are sort of wringing our hands over, and that is the mistakes, you know, making sure we get these things corrected. But he said we're getting better. Now, obviously, he's on the film, you know, and he's on the field, and he knows what that is. I would be interested to get more specifics on that.
Right. And that was the thing for me is I kind of, once I had my moment, I was like, I don't think that D'Amico said anything that was too far away from. He's talked about the idea, hey, we need to do these things right. We need to get the details together. If the Texans don't beat the Texans, we have an opportunity and all these types of things. But sometimes you just need to hear it a particular type of way. And the acknowledgement from D'Amico that we are not playing like the team that we believe ourselves to be and that we need to be in order to be that contender. Like, he basically acknowledged that pretty as clearly as I would imagine a coach would. It's kind of set me at ease, like, oh, yeah, that's right. Through a quarter of the season, you're not a finished product, right? Yeah. And there's still opportunities to get better. And with that being the case, like, thankfully, as we've mentioned, the final drive of the game and various different points, seeing the explosive plays that you get, seeing the goal line stand from your defense, it's like you've seen a little bit here and there that of the possibility, the proof of concept that this is where it could get.
Yeah.
And I think there was a little bit of comfort for me in the fact that they acknowledged it tacitly, like, hey, we know that this isn't where we need to get, but we are pushing to that place so that when we get to that point, when it gets to that time of year, we will be ready. And now it still needs to be done, but I appreciated him saying it out loud.
Well, here,
when it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Just where you can back up D'Amico's words there. And I don't know if, you know, we're getting better is right as much as we'll get better. And this is what I mean by that. Where were the Chiefs after 4 weeks last year? You know,
buddy, they looked like they were in deep in the gulag.
Yeah. And that was a team that had a very established and proven coach, a very established and proven quarterback. Tight end, obviously, with Travis Kelce. Defense was already established. And they were getting better, but they hadn't shown that they were getting better.
They duct taped it together that year, right? The defense was a carrying factor. That offense just got duct taped together last season.
And they had experience. They had veterans. They had pelts on the wall, you know, from a lot of players. So this is where I could get in line with what you're saying and what D'Amico said there. This team has a second-year head coach, a second-year offensive coordinator, a first-year receiver in Stephon Diggs, a first-year running back in Joe Mixon.
Well, first year here, at least.
Yeah, first year in the organization. A first year, you know, really big part of the defense. If you go across the front line, you know, in one end, a tackle that's not even playing, a new defensive tackle in Fadakasi, Jalen Petrie at the nickel, never been there before. So, you know, a cornerback and a rookie safety.
Yeah.
So if you're going to say we're going to
get better. Do we mention the middle linebacker?
And middle linebacker.
Aziz Alshire.
And new middle linebacker. So if you're saying, look, we're 3-1, I'm not so much down with we're showing that we're getting better as much as I have confidence that we're going to get better. And the Chiefs, with a much more established sort of, you know, baseline last year, did it. So it's clear to the Texans, as these guys kind of get their feet under them, could do it.
Yeah, and shout out to Derwin on the text line. Said when you're not playing to your potential and you've only lost one without your running back, you good. And I hear you on that. I'm not going all the way there because it's the type of issues that they're dealing with, because it feels like a lot of them are ones that are relatively easy, or it's the offensive line where I do wonder what ultimately is the thing, the output that you can expect eventually, even if they are all firing on all cylinders. What is the max output for that offensive line? Those are questions that I'm still kind of batting around. But like, I think the tacit acknowledgement that if D'Amico Ryan sets it in front of himself that he's not delusional, which I don't think anybody thought he was, but you know, hearing it explicitly and knowing the way that D'Amico Ryan drives his team and the way that he can generate focus with his team, I think it gave me a little bit of ease.
Rest assured, I'm talking about in the macro sense. Like, all these new guys, they're going to get better. And I'm confident because we're 3-1, despite them not showing that yet. Trust me, there are some big ifs that can derail it. Like, if the line doesn't get better with some of their mental errors and physical errors, then doesn't matter what he says, because that if the line continuing continues to be a problem, it's going to be a problem. If the secondary continues to let, you know, free runners behind them, you know, I don't care. I don't care how much, you know, these guys are gaining experience and gaining a comfort level in this organization with this team. It ain't going to get better. I'm just saying, like, in a big picture, I see where he's going.
Yeah. And that was the thing, is the big picture of it brought me back to also the idea that week after week, you need to find a way to win games. Right. And I think that has been the expression, right? Like, a win is a win. But along the way, while you're winning games, work on getting better. And I think that you have seen a level of progression in some ways, even though I think the starting point is lower than we wanted. Is absolutely lower than expected, right? Like, that is the thing that we can absolutely say. The way that they started, the immense number of penalties, the types of issues, the ones that are like pre-snap that don't give you any level of benefit. It's not like you're inflicting your will upon other teams. The lack of finishing at times, like those types of things, the mental lapses, those are the ones that are really frustrating when it feels like that is the bar that you are starting at. But you are seeing progress, and I think you saw some of that in the Jags game. There was moments that represented progress on the way to having 3-1. I think you pair those things together, and I feel a little bit better on being as skeptical as I've felt like I've been thus far.
Yeah, I hear you.
Now, I do want to go to D'Amico on the coach's show, because you set this up. You had an interest in when he was talking about the offense kind of moving the ball.
Look, he was on the, you know, obviously he had, you know, availability with the media. But on the coach's show, I felt like he was really more, and he tends to be a little more candid sometimes. A little more candid about exactly what we're talking
and
about.
And that's a credit to Vandermeer and Harris
sure.
as well.
Comfort level, all that.
That's what I show the guys. Like, it's not a matter of not being able to move the football. Like, we can move the football. We move it in those 2-minute drives and situation. Like, but let's continue. We're explosive offense, but when we get out of our own way, whether it's penalties or it's guys not executing the call the right way, like, when we clean those things up, like, we can be a very explosive offense, and they've shown that. Now, we don't like all the three and outs and the punts there in the second half. But like you said, whatever it took, like it took a 2-minute drive at the end of the game to win it. Like, okay, we're able to do that. Now, let's clean up all the other stuff. Yeah, so in games like this, if we don't have to be in these situations, let's not make ourselves have to come back in these type of drives.
Not to oversimplify it, but there are other issues, and we're going to get to them today in terms of like confident level and on some of these things. But if they do just clean up that one thing, just that one thing on the offensive line, and there's not the holding penalties, and there's not the pre-snap penalties, and then there's not guys downfield, you got the quarterback that can give you a buffer, you know, even if you are making mistakes and aren't as good in other areas.
Yeah, but as mentioned on the 8-3-2, and it's the thing that we've harped on, those challenges are right around the corner, and it begins on Sunday versus the Bills. Like, it needs to be getting cleaned up. In an expedited pace, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You are moving forward, but it needs to be moving forward faster. Otherwise, you're going to have some disappointments soon. But they are getting better, and I do need to acknowledge that in the course of this. It's In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Thanks for hanging out with us. Coming up next, let's do the question of the day, inspired by maybe the end of the Texans game, maybe a Monday Night Football game. There's a lot of things that have happened in our growing world of gambling and sports. What's your worst bad beat in sports or maybe in life? 713-572-4610. We'll talk about that next.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.